To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. 3 days after the union said a strike was imminent, SEPTA and the transport workers have reached a tentative agreement on a new contract to keep the city's buses, subways, and trolleys running. KYW's Mike DiNardo was at SEPTA headquarters this afternoon when the deal was announced.
It's a two-year deal providing 3.5% raises in each year, a pension boost, and an increase in night differential pay. Friday, the leadership of Local 234 said a strike was imminent, but over the weekend, representatives from Governor Shapiro's office got the two sides back to the table. Union President Will Vera, in a statement, said without the governor's intervention, we would have been on strike. SEPTA General Manager Scott Sauer said nobody wanted that.
Everybody knows the year that we've had. We didn't need a strike. Also to be one more thing that our customers had to deal with.
Sauer said the governor provided influence but no extra money. He said the contract is funded with September's transfer of state capital funds for SEPTA operations. Now, Sauer says, SEPTA turns to negotiations with its suburban unions.
The TWU 234 sets the pattern, so we will present similar contracts to each of the remaining unions.
Sauer says he's viewing the deal as a springboard to safer and more reliable SEPTA service. At SEPTA headquarters, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
State police are asking for the public's help as they investigate a shooting in South Philly yesterday afternoon. As KYW's Crime and Justice reporter Kristen Johansson tells us, the victim says he was shot while driving on I-95.
Pennsylvania troopers were called out around 3 in the afternoon for a man who said he was shot while driving along I-95 South near the Walt Whitman Bridge. They found the victim, who had been shot once in the leg, in the parking lot outside Live Casino. He told police he had been shot while driving and then got off on the highway and drove to the casino, where he called for help. Investigators shut down the interstate between the Columbus Boulevard exit and the Walt Whitman Bridge exit so they could look for evidence related to the shooting. The man was taken to the hospital, where he is expected to physically recover. State officials are hoping someone saw or heard something around that time which would help with the investigation. They're asking for the public to call in with any tips or information they believe may be relevant. Kristen Johansson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Opening argument begin today in the trial for Atlantic City Mayor Marty Small. KYW South Jersey reporter Mike Daugherty, the preview.
It took 3 days for jury selection, and it didn't come without controversy, as only one black juror was selected among 12 jurors and two alternates. Mayor Marty Small is facing numerous charges for allegedly beating his teenage daughter on multiple occasions from late 2023 into early 2024. His wife, LaQuetta Small, the Atlantic City school superintendent, and Constance Days Chapman, the Atlantic City High School principal, are also facing charges of their own for their alleged behavior. LaQuetta is charged with physical and emotional abuse of their daughter, and Days Chapman is charged with not reporting the alleged abuse to police. The Smalls have maintained their innocence and say these were parenting issues that come with the challenges of raising a teenage daughter, and that their home remains loving and intact. Mayor Small, who recently won re-election in a landslide, also alleges the charges against them are politically motivated. If convicted, he could serve more than 20 years in prison and be ineligible to serve his term as mayor. At the South Jersey Bureau, Mike Daugherty, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
After 31 years with the force, the New Jersey State Police Superintendent is retiring. Governor Murphy making the announcement this morning, writing, Colonel Patrick Callahan served the people of New Jersey with the core values of honor, duty, and fidelity. Callahan has been with the State Police Department since 1995. He was sworn in as acting State Police Superintendent by then-Governor Chris Christie 8 years ago. The Colonel calls his role in New Jersey law enforcement the honor of a lifetime. Callahan will retire effective Wednesday the 31st, meaning there will be a new superintendent under the incoming Sherrill administration next year. Delaware County Council is expected to get an earful from homeowners today over a proposed property tax increase. Council wants to raise the rate by 19%. The average Delco homeowner would pay an extra $188 a year. Council enacted a nearly 24% increase last year. There are hearings scheduled at 2 and 6 today at the Government Center in Media. Council members are expected to vote on the proposal on Wednesday. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app. And on your smart speaker, just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HRV.
See dealer for financing details.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.